Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up for yourself today. It takes a lot of courage to sit down or even just to slow down. If you are listening to this as you go about your day, it's all good. We all start our slow down journey in our own way. I know for myself, I thought I could never meditate. But when I started to sit and sip tea when I lived in Japan and worked for a corporation there in Tokyo, and there were built-in tea breaks, I started to notice that I did so much better focusing and feeling more connected when I would slow down throughout my day, just take these little pauses. And eventually that led me to want more. And over time, I started to sit down on the floor and meditate. So honor where you are on this journey. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on this podcast. And these techniques are customized for you in a way where you focus on a theme for a full week, because I've discovered this is the best way to notice results in your life. Even Benjamin Franklin, who is one of the founding fathers of the United States, he also was a renowned inventor, an author, a political therapist, or actually rather a political theorist, although that would be a great thing to have these days, is political therapist. We could use some of that. Well, Benjamin Franklin focused on a quality, one quality for a full week or even a full month. And he said this was the foundation of his life, of being able to accomplish so much and focus on what's important. Times were a little turbulent when he was living as well. So here you are doing one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself and focusing on our theme this week of loneliness. Loneliness. Recent research shows that over 70%, a whopping 70% of Americans are lonely. But that loneliness was more about not feeling as though your life has much meaning. So you could have healthy romantic relationships, friendships, colleague interaction, and yet feel lonely because you wonder what your life is really all about. And when you commit yourself to a cause, you begin to feel as though you're really living again. You come alive with your passion. And when you feel passion that gets you up out of bed in the morning, whether you do your passion for a living, for your job, or a project, or a hobby, it's something that's worth living for. This connects you with others in a meaningful way. So it takes you outside the sometimes stale boundaries of regular relationships that might be more superficial, because it's kind of hard to share your full expression with people. You might overwhelm some people, and we have different kinds of relationships in our life. So if you don't feel you can really share who you are with someone, maybe it's time to ignite your passion. And this will help you manage loneliness. Now, don't feel like, oh, you know, this is going to take a lot of work to think about my passion and then to come up with ways to start living my passion. Just notice the stirrings in your soul. What makes you feel alive? Maybe it's something you've explored throughout your life and then you got busy and then you let it go, but it's lingered in the background and it's something you've never really let go of. Well, maybe it's time to reignite that passion. Or maybe there's something new that has intrigued you that you notice keeps catching your attention. This could become your passion project. Just notice, become aware, and that's what you are encouraged to do in today's meditation as you settle yourself down to meditate, to tap into your inner stillness. Focus on what you feel within you. Begin to stir, to make you feel a little more alive. Visualize within you a fire. In your digestive area, your third chakra, color is yellow. You could visualize a fire beginning to burn. And each time you inhale, it becomes a little brighter as you begin to fan the flames of your passion. So this is your technique for today's meditation. Listen to your passion as you meditate. If you'd like to be guided in a full passion meditation, there's a way for you to do that. In a new app I will soon release. Right now it's a membership site, but you can be added as a tester of our app. And that's at my website at sipandom.com. S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea. A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. And there you get access to over 1,000 guided meditations. And you can break off at the 10 or 15 minute point of these meditations, or just scroll to right where the meditation starts. They're half hour episodes. And you get a journal, so you get a loneliness project journal for this week. And you get a guide with all the techniques organized for you. So that's a way for you to go a little deeper. As always,